In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Elizabeth Cantor has written a fascinating tale about modern college professors who do not want to teach English literature the way it was written, but instead try to deconstruct it and remold it into Marxist liberal feminist ideology. Of course, that's a hopeless goal, because great English literature is explicitly Christian, conservative, and celebrates heroism, marriage, and masculine courage. And yes, indeed, great English literature was mostly written by dead white males, except for a few extraordinary women, such as Jane Austen and the Bronte sisters. Dr. Cantor's entertaining analysis is enlivened by inset quotations telling exactly what the political professors do not want you to know. The professors don't want you to learn from the poem Beowulf that no civilization will survive without heroes to defend it, or from Chaucer that chivalry has contributed enormously to women's happiness, or from Shakespeare that there really is such a thing as human nature, and some people make destructive choices, or from John Milton that our intellectual freedoms are Christian in origin. The feminists don't want young people to learn from Jane Austen that it's reasonable for a woman to look to marriage for happiness. Many university English departments have come under the control of people who really hate our English and American heritage. The English professors not only don't teach great English literature, but they try to pervert it into the thesis that Western civilization is the root of all evil. Dr. Cantor's book is an introduction to what you should have learned in college but didn't. Called The Politically Incorrect Guide to English Literature, it will introduce you to the grand range of things you can learn from English literature. There are so many wonderful books, novels, plays, and poems written in the English language. Our high school and college students should be introduced to this wealth of literature.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. For a more in-depth look at multiculturalism and how it divides rather than unifies our country, write to Mrs. Schlafly in care of Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for information on multiculturalism. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why does fat chance and slim chance mean the same thing? Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here. I'll get my voice going in a moment. And I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. The other day, it was on a Saturday morning when the farmers come in and loaf at the feed store because there's free coffee in there. And the main topic of discussion was the new ag survey. And the general consensus there was, hey, nobody in that group, if they were going to fill it out, they didn't say anything because the general consensus was, hey, I'm not going to do this. Now, I got my survey and I have received, I don't know how many emails from people saying, what should we do? What should we do? It says it's the law. I don't know what to do. I will tell you immediately, I do not know what to do. Where did that immediately come from? Do you know, Jeff, is that a... I can't hear you.
I say I've never heard that used before.
You've never heard it used before?
No.
Yeah, a lot of people say immediately. I had a college professor that talked about... He always said immediately, immediately. I don't know. I thought maybe that's the way they said it in some... You've been around the world, some foreign language or something. Anyway, anywho, what should you do? I don't know. I got mine the other day. It's in a pile of paper here someplace. And then yesterday, I got this little note. Thank you. If you returned the 2007 Census of Agriculture Report form that you received earlier this month. If you have not returned your report form, please take some time to complete and return it by February the 4th, 2008. Your prompt reply will provide valuable information that your community can use as it plans for the future, and it gives U.S. agriculture a voice. Please be assured that your individual responses will be kept completely confidential, with all published information reported only in aggregate form. If you have any questions or need help, please call us at 1-888-424-7828. Sincerely, Ronald F. Boisecker, Administrator, National Agricultural Statistics Service, United States Department of Agriculture. Now, I received this yesterday also, and it's an email. And it says this, just say no. The National Agriculture Survey recently arrived in mailboxes across the country. This is perhaps the biggest mailing the USDA has ever done. They increased their database for this mailing by getting addresses from livestock registries, farm magazines, National Animal Identification System sign-ups, and possibly the FFA and the IRS. Don't know that for sure. There is quite a debate raging over whether you should fill out the survey. The envelope cover has this bold message: your response is required by law. But is that true? Question mark. The U.S. Constitution requires a count of humans. Now get this, a count of humans every 10 years. So there is no constitutional authority for this survey. Congress, however, did authorize an ag survey every 5 years. This is the third year in a row that the USDA has mailed out an ag survey. It seems that the USDA is wasting our tax money on surveys that they have no authority to be making. An anonymous USDA employee acknowledged that they have never fined or prosecuted someone for not returning a survey. So why does the USDA think they can go beyond what Congress authorized them to do? And why do some people not want to fill out the survey? Why do most people not want to fill out the survey, I might add, at least the ones I've talked to? It is always possible that census data will be abused by the USDA. Many of us do not trust USDA because it has used a variety of coercive and misleading methods to implement the National Animal Identification System. Data mining, outright lies, and misuse of people's information have left many American farmers with a deep distrust of the agency. Just thought I would throw that in for whatever it's worth. Now, there's a lot more here, but that is the general consensus of it from this particular author. Let's see, where did this come from? I don't know. Doesn't make any difference. Somebody put together a pretty good, with a lot of other stuff that I'm not going to go into now. Anyway, Patrick J. Buchanan has been a guest on my show, and I just mentioned to Jeff this morning, we need to get Pat back on the air. It's been years. Has it been 4 years? My, I can't imagine that. 4 years ago that Pat Buchanan, and you know, he sends me a Christmas card and it's signed by hand. I mean, he does it. One of the few people that we've ever had on the air that does it. Anyway, he talks about the subprime nation. Now, I brought my little book in that I was talking about over several different programs. The book is entitled, How to Profit from the Next Great Depression, by Dr. John L. King. And he makes some comments that fit right into what's going on today. In fact, I think he's right on, except he's missed it for 20 years. He wrote this book in 1988. This is 2008. And if we had have listened to him then, we wouldn't have been in too good a shape. Now, should we listen to him now? Was he just a prophet crying in the wilderness? I don't know. But let's just talk about some of the things that he is saying here. And we will do that right after this message, and then we'll go to how this all fits in with what Patrick Buchanan is trying to tell us. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome, and we will be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
And we have returned. Now, I just happened to find this book in my library the other day. And it was just sitting there. And on the back part of it, it says, How to Profit from the Next Great Depression. And I thought, that's kind of interesting. And then I'd forgotten that I even had the thing until I saw that. And I have it all marked up from when I read it 20 years ago, all right? Now, here's just a couple of things. Now, like I said, had you have followed this gentleman's advice 20 years ago, we would have missed out on the big push on the stock market. We would have lost a lot of money in the gold market because he said buy gold. But at the time he said that, gold was $400 an ounce, and gold, of course, went way down from there, although I don't know whether it was on its way up or on the way down when he said that. Anyhow, he says, and I'm just going to pick out a few sentences here, and you can put those right into today's newspapers. It has been ever rising prices that supported the enormous debt in the first place. In 1978, the steel industry raised prices at a time when 23,000 steel workers were idle. Plants were operating at only 74% capacity, and Japanese steel was swamping them. Large corporations defied the old economic law. And you know what happened? They were raising prices at a time when they weren't selling near enough steel. In other words, I guess they thought, hey, you know, we're not selling enough steel, let's raise the prices and we won't have to sell as much. Well, in the meantime, these foreign countries came in. I don't know that we... Yeah, there is. I know there is one steel company that's making steel here in the United States. But the biggies are all gone. Then over here, he talks about what the policymakers are wanting to do. Now, this was, again, back in the 1980s. Install a new world currency. Does that ring a bell? More fiat paper money, but this time on a world scale. And he goes on to say, paper money has not succeeded in this task since the beginning of time. then demonetize gold. Get gold out of people's hands as a store value. There's much evidence that this could not and will not work since gold remains one of the few places to store money. Number three, allow the dollar to fall sharply. Well, how much has a dollar fallen in the last few years? And then he talks about having a world Federal Reserve Bank. Now, he's not suggesting this. He said this is what the policymakers are saying. Then he says, what should we do to prevent any catastrophes when all this takes place? He says, domestic social violence will erupt when financial chaos descends. A breakdown in communications and transportation will take place. During the early months of the Great Depression, just about everything that could go wrong did go wrong. When we take a break, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And we have returned. The other day, we were discussing the same thing, and Louise was on the air, not in studio, but called in. And we had a few seconds left before we went off the air, and I said, what do you say people ought to do? And she said, well, they need to stock up. You know, they need to have food. They need to have all this. And need don't let your fuel tanks get empty, et cetera, et cetera. And I was talking then after that to a certified financial planner, and he said, the only thing you need to stock up on is shotgun shells, because he said, if this does happen, he says, there's going to be people come and just take what you have. Now, here's what what was his name, Mr. King, said as he was writing How to Profit from the Next Great Depression. He said, domestic social violence that will erupt when financial chaos descends. He wrote this in 1988, thinking that we were going to have a depression at that time. He said there'll be a breakdown in communications and transportations. And then he said, in the early months of the Great Depression, just about everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And now in the 1980s, and I think this is interesting, in the 1980s, there's a whole lot more that can go wrong. practically everything is hooked up by electronics and computers. So what can go wrong this time will likely go wrong with the speed of light. Okay, compare the hookups that we had in the 1980s to the hookups that we have 20 years later. He wrote this exactly 20 years ago. Because the problems are going to take place at the speed of light if it's because everything is tied to these computers. He said, tomorrow will present a totally new world, which we will have to learn to cope with and fashion a life from. This will be no mere replay of the past. It will be a greater transformation in anything in memorable history. And then he goes on and on and on, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here, but he says, one thing, start buying now gold coins, any kind, hoarding them, keep them at home, not in a safe deposit box at the bank. Gold will rise to $2,000 an ounce. Then he goes on and tell us that it was at $400 an ounce. It was, let's see, today he says gold was at $450. And he said was going to go up to $2,000 an ounce. Well, we know it went down to $200 an ounce, and it stayed that way for about 20 years. But now it's back up. Yesterday it was at $880. Actually, $881. So we don't know what's going to happen. We have no idea. He says silver will rise to over $100 an ounce. And then he says buy land in the country with your profits. Land will be very cheap as we get further into the Depression, less than 10 cents on the dollar for everything. Then I thought one comment he made here was real interesting, and he talked about how cheap things actually get. I have a couple of different articles, and this one has to do with 5,000% inflation in the state of America, and it's happened already. For whatever it's worth, when the Continental Congress declared war on England, it had no means to pay for the American Revolution because it had neither money nor the power to tax. The American war effort was largely financed by inflation and meager contributions from the state. In 1775, when the Revolutionary War began, the total money supply in the United States stood at only $12 million. In June of the same year, the Continental Congress started printing paper and said it was money. By the end of the first year, Congress had printed $6 million in paper money. They were called Continentals. In total, $425 million was issued in just 5 years. That expanded the money supply to more than 3,500%. Plus, the states printed their own money, bringing the inflation rate in America to over 5,000%. And he goes on to say then that America was the only country ever to recover from such inflation. We did get out of that situation one way or the other, and he didn't go into any detail as how it happened. Now, back to Depression times. In Chicago, it's been 175 years ago, all right? In 1832, a $15,000 house depreciated to $100 in 1 year. In Florida, in the late 1920s, a real estate credit bubble grew and then burst, and beachfront property fell to 1 cent on the dollar. But to take advantage of these real estate buys, you must be liquid, and this makes hoarding gold and silver coins rather attractive. Okay, just throw that in for whatever it's worth. I thought it was interesting that this guy wrote this book, and I don't know whether he's even still alive or not. We might ought to do a Google on this fella and see what he'd have to say. He'd be interesting to have back on the air, because it looks like, and he's pointed out some things that are, and I don't have time to go into the whole shooting match now, but he's pointing out some things that are happening today. He talks about the housing bubble that we already mentioned. He talked about the banks not having enough capital to make any more loans. exactly the same thing that happened here in the last few weeks, although he was just 20 years, maybe 20 years ahead of himself. Now, when we come back, Pat Buchanan has a very, very interesting article out today, and we'll be back with that. First, this on the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale along with the regular Thursday sale. Now, that's Thursday, January the 24th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 500 head for the special cow sale, which will sell ahead of the regular auction cattle. Now, the sale will start at 12:30, and the cows will be first to sell. A lot of cows in there are mostly black baldies, but also several offerings of Charolais crosses. And several of them have calves by their sides. Brian Cost will be in with some of the Charolais crossbreds and also a nice string of 30 black heifers. S&S Cattle Company has a 56-head offering. Doug Fleshman and Sheila Smith have also consigned some nice heifers. Many of these heifers have been ultrasounded and vaccinated and bred to easy calving bulls. That's for the special cow and bred heifer sale coming up this Thursday, January the 24th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
If you're like many adults, you may wish from time to time that you had paid more attention during history class. But if you're a parent, you may wish that your child would not pay attention during history class, because much of the basis of American history has been deleted or rewritten. If so, the video Nation Adrift has a vital and timely message for Americans. A Nation Adrift is a 90-minute video presentation that outlines America's Christian history with a super condensed overview of United States history highlighting major events. Nation Adrift clearly shows that America has lost its spiritual foundation and has rejected God and His law. Nation Adrift is a wake-up call for all. To order Nation Adrift, send $24, check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says he always wanted to be somebody, but he should have been more specific, Derry Brownfield.
And the other day when I had Jerome Carsey on the air, we talked about the economy, the economic situation in this country, and I received an email from a listener that said, why did you cut Jerome Carsey off when he was going to talk about the debt situation and how Moody's has dropped the rating on T-bills and U.S. bonds, government bonds. And I didn't cut him off. He just happened to say that, if this thing keeps up, they're going to re-rate, put a different rating on our debt. And our T-bills aren't going to be, they're going to be rated just like junk bonds. That's what he said. I didn't cut him off. We just went to another went on to another, I don't know what else he was going to say. I thought that was all he was saying. He apparently would have said something if he wanted to go on. But anyway, now this is what Pat Buchanan is saying today. He says, since it began to give credit ratings to nations in 1917, Moody's has rated the United States AAA. In other words, that's just the best. It doesn't get any better than AAA, okay? U.S. Treasury bonds have been seen as the most secure investment on Earth. When crises erupt, nervous money seeks out the world's great safe harbor, the United States. The United States, that reputation is now in peril. Now, let me go back to my book here if I can find this. This now, as I said, he wrote this back in 1988. And he says, anyhow, well, I can't find it. I thought it's marked, but I can't find it. But I know what he said. I'll put it in my words. He says that the safe money will be in government securities. And here again, we're talking about government bonds and T-bills. And he said buy the short-term ones. The three-month ones are no more than 6 months because they can change. And he said it's not a matter of seeing how much interest you're going to get, but whether or not you're going to get your money back. And he goes then on to say that, you know, if the federal government's money is no good, in other words, if the federal government can't meet their obligations, he said, then nothing is going to be good anyway. Now, that was this gentleman's theory. Okay. Now, Patrick Buchanan is saying the reputation that the United States now has is in peril. He said last week, Moody's, and this, of course, is this rating group, warned that if the United States fails to rein in the soaring cost of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, the nation's credit rating will be downgraded within a decade. Now, that's 10 years. He says, our political parties seem oblivious. Republicans, except for Ron Paul, are all promising to expand the United States military and maintain all of our worldwide commitments and defend and subsidize scores of nations. The Democrats, with entitlement costs drowning the federal budget in red ink, are proposing a new entitlement, universal health care, for near 50 million who do not have it. He said, just another magnet to bring in more illegal aliens. Moody's is telling America it needs a time of austerity, while the U.S. government is behaving like the governments we used to bail out. California has already hit the wall, says Buchanan. He says, with an economy as large as a G8 nation, the Golden State is looking at $14 billion deficit in 2009, a $3 billion shortfall this year. Government Schwarzenegger has called for slashing prison staff by 6,000, including 2,000 guards, early release of 22,000 inmates, closing four dozen state parks, and a 10% across-the-board cut in all state agencies. The legislature in California is demanding tax hikes, which would drive more taxpayers back over the mountains from whence their fathers came. Now, that's kind of interesting, too, from whence their fathers came. My first trip to the state of California was in the year 1962. I had just taken a job with the Missouri Department of Agriculture, and we went out there on some sort of a junket thing. I don't know. It didn't amount to diddly-doo-dad, but it was a paid trip by the government, and I took it. And practically everyone, we talked to a lot of businessmen, and practically everyone that we talked to weren't born there. You say, well, where'd you come from? Oh, I came from back east. I came from down south, the Midwest. They weren't born in the state of California. The majority of the people that now live in California that were born there were born after their fathers got there. Anyhow, meanwhile, Washington drifts mindlessly toward the maelstrom. With the dollar sinking, oil surging, The Dow having its worst January in memory, foreclosures mounting, credit and debt going rotten, and consumers and businesses unable and are unwilling to borrow, we appear headed into recession. If so, tax revenue will fall and spending on unemployment will surge. Now, again, I'm quoting from Pat Buchanan. The price of the stimulus package both parties are preparing will further add to the deficit and further imperil the United States credit rating. This all comes in the year that the first of the baby boomers, born in 1946, reach early retirement and eligibility for Social Security. To stave off recession, the Fed appears anxious to slash interest rates another half point, if not more. Now, I saw a release just the other day from Bernanke. He's our Federal Reserve Chairman, and he said, I believe the Fed meets on January the 30th, and he said they're willing to cut interest by 1%. Now, you see, here again, that the Fed's in between a rock and a hard spot. If they cut interest rates, if they raise interest rates, it's going to affect, of course, those who are losing their homes, and et cetera. If they cut interest rates, it's just going to make more inflation. Anyway, that will further weaken the dollar and raise the cost of the imports. While all this is bad news for the Republicans, it's worse news for the Republic. As we save nothing, we must borrow more. We borrow from the nations that we defend, so that they may continue, so that we may continue to defend them. Now, I kind of bubbled that. Let me do it again. Pat Buchanan says, we borrow from the nations we defend so we may continue to defend them. And the chickens of globalism are coming home to roost. America, to pay her bills, has begun to sell herself to the world. He says the self-indulgent generation has borrowed itself into unpayable debt. Now the folks from whom we borrowed to buy all that oil and all those cars and electronics and clothes are coming to buy the country that we inherited. We are prodigal sons, and the day of reckoning approaches. You know, we've been through this, and I've mentioned time and time again, back in the 1980s, when interest went to 20%, good friend of mine used to run, I think they still do, I don't know, I haven't talked to him for a while, but a lot of cattle. He had about 700 acres here in pretty good farmland in close to our area here in Missouri. And he said it as a joke, but he meant it. He said, I inherited every bit of this land, and now I can't afford to pay the interest on it. You see, there's something wrong with a system when that happens. And you've heard me say again and again, the highest priced land I ever bought, I gave $355 an acre for it. A lot of the land we bought was down in the $100 to $200 an acre figures. And whenever interest was 20%, we had $700 an acre borrowed against it. You say, you're a poor manager. No, it was the system. We were trying to buck a system that was incapable of being bucked. You just can't pay that kind of interest. The first year that interest went up, and it did it all over about a couple of years' time, but before it went up, I was paying $30,000 a year interest. That was at 6%. And we were surviving. We were getting along. And then interest bounced up to 18%. And the following year, I paid $90,000 interest. And I had to borrow the money to pay the interest. Now, you don't get ahead very far doing that. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Two.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. George in Florida. Hi, George, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Gary. You know, I just finished a book from Lee Iacocca called Where Have All the Leaders Gone? And I kind of noticed Lee Iacocca is like the last of the generation of decent people running corporations compared to the shysters we have in running the big multinational corporations now. And he pretty much explains what Patrick Bay Buchanan and this other author talked about.
Right. Well, that's an old book, is it not?
No, it's just it's a new book.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Where All the Leaders Gone. Okay. I wouldn't mind you getting Lee Iacocca on your show.
Well, I don't know if we could or not. We might try one of these days.
I mean, but he represents the last of a generation of decent businessman.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks for the call, George. The University of Missouri has a new president. And I wasn't going to get into this today, but since you brought up these multinational corporations and their leadership, I think it's interesting. The University of Missouri just hired Gary Forsee, F-O-R-E-S-E-E, from Sprint. Okay? He headed up Sprint. He will be our next MU president. Supposedly, we can't get a university president to come unless we pay at least $500,000 a year. Poor Gary. He only got $19 million coming from the Sprint deal to get him out of running that company. I'm sure that his business skills will totally translate to an institution where turning out well-rounded citizens is supposed to be the goal. These comments are coming from a professor at the University of Missouri, or MU, okay? Then here's another little comment concerning this. Missouri's university is up for sale to the highest bidder. Most of those bidders are corporations that'll use students for low-paid, no-paid research. That'll be right up Gary's alley, since corporate America will be writing the curriculum. And as I've said before, we jokingly refer to MU, not anymore as Missouri University, but Monsanto University. Anyhow, back to what's happening, and this is, as I've said time and time again, it's a worldwide thing, but I have here a copy from the Australian newspaper called The Australian. And the editor here talks about the banks in the United States. And they realize that their banks are tied to our banks. Now, let's stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for a free sample. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
And we have returned. Now, this article appeared in the Australian, which is an Aussie newspaper, and it refers to Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke saying that the Federal Reserve stands ready to supply more aggressive rate cuts if needed. Then they quote Countrywide. Now, let's realize that Countrywide is now part of Bank of America. Bank of America bought Countrywide, but here's what they quote Countrywide. We are determined to play a critical role in ensuring that the dream of home ownership is attainable to everyone with the ability and willingness to meet their mortgage obligations. Well, All banks for 200 years have been like that. Anybody can buy a home if they're willing, if they have the ability to meet the mortgage obligations. We used to make a joke of it back years ago, and I guess we still could. You know, not anymore with the subprime, but before the subprime thing, we used to say, you know, if the bank will loan you money, you don't need it. Because they had to have so much collateral before they would ever loan you any money. And I like the story, the fellow that goes in there and the bank says, hey, you don't have enough collateral. He says, that's your fault. If you'd loan me more collateral, if you'd loan me more money, I could buy more collateral. And that's what we did for years and years and years, and that's what happened with the subprime. All right. Then back to the Bank of back to the newspaper, The Australian. He says it aimed to lend $1.1 trillion to Afro-Americans, Hispanics, and other groups who had been excluded from home ownership. As of January the 11th, 2007, I'm sorry, that was January the 11th, 2008. In other words, just the other day, the business was victim of a shotgun takeover by the Bank of America. Now, I didn't know this. You see, these foreigners know a lot more about what goes on here than we do. There's people in this country that know, but hey, you and I are supposed to remain in the dark. We're supposed to know all about what's going on with the new television series and whether O.J. is going to have to stay in jail or not and whether, you know, all of these other things that don't amount to diddly-doo-dad, but we don't get this kind of information. And he says this, the business was the victim of a shotgun takeover by the Bank of America. Now, that's the first time I've heard that. And the Fed's Ben Bernanke was holding the gun. There's rising concern about the financial health of the two government-backed institutions as well, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which underwrite the mortgage lending of the banks. Although they do not take on subprime loans, they have a wafer-thin capital base that is increasingly exposed as the problems in the U.S. housing market spread beyond the foreclosures on the subprime borrowers. Between them, they have $4,000 billion in mortgages, five times the size of our Australian GDP. That's a gross domestic product. And they have support for that for $80 billion in capital. Now, $80 billion is a far cry from $4,000 billion, right? About a quarter of their loans are to high-risk clients. With a government guarantee, they cannot fail. However, they are tied to other markets through financial derivatives. Several of the banks, including Citigroup, Merrill Lynch, and Morgan Stanley, have been supported by large capital injections from sovereign wealth funds, the hands of Asian and Middle Eastern origin. Banks are being forced to take back onto their balance sheets all sorts of exposures. Now, we've known this. But you get so much more information from watching what's in the foreign papers than you do from what's happening here in the United States. Anyhow, the hour has slipped away, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of man. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds? And